Beyond Consciousness with Dr. Steve G. Jones, Module 1, Astral Projection. Hi, I'm Steve G. Jones, clinical hypnotherapist, and I want to tell you a little bit about myself before we get started. I have a bachelor's degree in psychology from the University of Florida, a master's degree in education from Armstrong Atlantic State University, and a doctorate in education from Georgia Southern University. I'm a certified clinical hypnotherapist, a member of both the American Board of Hypnotherapy and the National Guild of Hypnotists, and I am president of the American Alliance of Hypnotists. I'm the director of the Steve G. Jones School of Clinical Hypnotherapy. I also serve on the board of directors of the American Lung Association in Los Angeles. I have over 2 decades of experience in hypnotherapy, and I still maintain a busy practice and teaching schedule because I see clients and teach classes worldwide. My client base consists mainly of people who want to lose weight, stop smoking, or gain confidence. Other clients include sales teams interested in boosting motivation and increasing income, also singles looking for love, insomniacs desiring proper sleep, and actors desiring more confidence for their next audition. When I travel to see clients and teach hypnotherapy certification classes around the world, I visit such places as Tokyo, Japan, Barcelona, Spain, Paris, France, London, England, Montreal, Canada, Los Angeles, California, and New York, just to name a few. By the way, since you have an interest in hypnosis, perhaps you would be interested in becoming a certified clinical hypnotherapist. It's very easy to do. All you have to do is go to my website, betterlivingwithhypnosis.com, and click on Hypnosis Classes at the top. You can either train in person or online. After your training, you'll be added to our worldwide directory of certified clinical hypnotherapists, and you'll receive a certificate. I was fortunate for many years to have my office in Beverly Hills, California, where I worked with such wonderful people as Tom Mankiewicz, the writer of Superman, Geraldine Saunders, the writer of The Love Boat, and many other celebrities. I have been interviewed on CNN, Fox News, and appeared on True TV, in addition to having my own hypnosis TV show. With my over 20 years of experience, I'm happy to share with you techniques that I've both developed and learned, which can help you improve your life. I encourage you to visit my website, betterlivingwithhypnosis.com. There you will find my life's work, 22 books on hypnotherapy, over 3,000 hypnosis recordings available as downloadable MP3s or CDs, and these recordings will program your mind to achieve goals in such areas as weight loss, motivation, and stopping smoking. I also have audiobooks, such as this one, where I'm talking with you and sharing with you in a very dynamic way techniques that you can use to improve your life and the way you do things. The reason I'm telling you all of this is not to impress you, but to impress upon you that I, your teacher, am very capable and I know what I'm talking about. I'm also very happy for the opportunity to share this information with you, so rest assured that you're in good hands and let's have some fun as we now expand your knowledge. I wish you well in all of your endeavors, and please be sure to visit my website, betterlivingwithhypnosis.com. Welcome to the program that's going to take you through 8 subconscious experiences that are designed to change your life. We're going to talk about such things as astral projection, hypnosis, opening your third eye, meditation, visiting the Akashic Records, harnessing the power of lucid dreaming, enjoying astral sex, and reading auras. So get ready to learn, get ready to enjoy, get ready to find out more about yourself and the universe around you. In this module, we're going to be talking about astral projection. Now, astral projection is an out-of-body experience, and during astral projection, your astral body or your soul leaves your body. Your physical body is left behind as your soul travels in the astral plane. Many people who are ill or near death have had an astral projection experience, a conscious one that is. Realize that you astral project every night when you sleep, and usually you mistake it for a dream. But people have had conscious astral experiences in many cases when they are ill or near death, and they report leaving their body. But realize this is a natural phenomenon. You astral project, as I said, every night. Now, astral projection can be accomplished with a lot of practice and with patience. Realize that astral projection is a way to free yourself from physical limitations. Your astral body does not have to abide by the laws of the universe in the same way that your physical body does. Your physical body is constrained by this three-dimensional universe, bound by such things as gravity, for example. Well, your astral body is not. Many astral projectors can fly, visit different realms, even communicate with spirits. Telepathic and clairvoyant abilities have also been achieved while in the astral body. So you have these abilities already. So I'm not going to be talking about anything that you need to add to yourself, just something that you need to discover about yourself. I have personally been using astral projection since about the age of 15 when I discovered it in high school and started astral projecting. Now, as I said, we unconsciously astral project every night, and you often mistake it as a dream. You know, those dreams of falling or flying. Oftentimes, those are experiences in the astral realm. But I wanted to experience it consciously, so I started studying this technology back in the 80s when I was a teenager in high school, and I started learning how to do it. So for me, astral projection means freedom. The freedom to travel around, freedom for my soul to travel. So where does one go in the astral project, you may wonder? Where do they go? Well, the astral plane has different realms once the spirit has left the physical world. So you're not bound by your house or where you go to work or the roads that you have to drive on with your physical body. Each realm is unique and serves a purpose for our soul or spirit. Practiced astral projectors can learn to visit most of them over time. Now, the first realm, if you will, is sort of an in-between realm. So we'll call it the first place. And that's a place between the physical realm and the astral realm. It's where your spirit first will go when it passes through or into the astral realm. Now, some spirits have difficulty passing further while others... So the first realm, as you pass into it, can be quite scary because, let's face it, if you haven't done this consciously, it's going to be new to you. And just like anything that's new, it can have an element of the unknown, and therefore it can be a little scary. But I want to tell you that this is completely natural. Even conscious astral projection is a natural process because your soul is naturally separate from your physical body, sort of like the driver in the car versus the car. Well, the driver in the car is you, your soul. The car is your physical body. Now, the next realm is where most astral projectors travel to. It's the realm that's often referred to as the astral plane. Now, this realm is like the physical world, but without the boundaries or rules. You can do practically anything you set your mind to without physical limitations. The higher realms are not always accessible to us. They require a higher vibratory rate in order to get to. Now, some say this is because of a silver cord that tethers us to our body, and I believe that. There's a silver cord because I've seen it, the silver cord that goes from your umbilicus, in other words, your belly button of your physical body, to the umbilicus of your astral body. This cord keeps us from traveling too deeply into other realms while we are alive in this physical world. It also guides a person's spirit back to their physical body. So no matter how far you go, you're going to come back. Think of it as the old-time divers. Remember the, perhaps you've seen a movie of this or documentary about this, about divers long ago who didn't have scuba gear, self-contained underwater breathing apparatus. They had to get their air from up above, and it was pumped in through a hose into their suit so they could breathe the air. Well, they weren't able to go any further than the hose would allow them. It's similar to that with the silver cord. The silver cord doesn't have necessarily a limit on how far it can go, but it does serve the purpose of getting you back. Let's face it, if that diver got lost, all they would have to do is follow that cord all the way back to the boat. In the same way, your silver cord attaches you to your physical body, and you naturally follow it back. It's not something that you have to consciously work at. You will naturally go back to your physical body after you are done astral projecting. Now, the stronger your energy is, the higher in the realms you will be able to go. And the higher realms are very different from our own world. What happens during the experience? Well, the astral world has very few limitations. The physical plane does, but the astral world doesn't. So you can do all sorts of things in the astral world just using your imagination. You travel simply by thought. You think about going to a place, and you go to that place. Popular destinations and things to do include visiting loved ones who have crossed over, and also flying. Let's face it, without the limitations of gravity, there's a lot that you can do. Now, here's some things to watch out for. First of all, the astral world is not dangerous, but as I've mentioned, just like anything new and unknown, it can be scary. Quite literally, the only thing to fear in the astral world is fear itself. So you can control what happens during your experience by controlling yourself, and that happens with practice. Remember that you can remove yourself from any situation just by using your thoughts. Always astral project when you're in a good state of mind. Your intentions, your thoughts, your emotions, well, these can manifest instantly. So you may experience fearful things during your experience if that's what you're focusing on. So if this happens, just calmly remind yourself that you are in complete control. Don't let this worry you, as most experiences are actually beautiful and amazing. So focus on the good, let go of the bad, focus on the positive, let go of the negative. You're going to have a fine experience. Now, how can you achieve astral projection? Well, you want to meditate to achieve a hypnotic state. And you do this by lying down and relaxing your entire body, focusing on one part at a time, you know, relaxing yourself systematically, relaxing your legs, your arms, your torso, etc. Breathe steadily and imagine yourself completely relaxed. By doing that, you'll, of course, become more relaxed. And imagine your body glowing red, orange, yellow, green, indigo, purple, magenta. Imagine your body glowing. Now, when you tap into the colors, what you're tapping into are the vibrations of your body, the natural vibrations of your body. So imagine yourself glowing with different colors. They don't have to be those exact colors, but just imagine yourself glowing with different colors. Once you tune into them, the colors will come to you. You will understand what the colors are without me even needing to tell you. But these various colors are the colors of your energy. So focus on them and magnify them and make the colors grow outside of your body as if the energy can no longer be held. It's fascinating and powerful to work with energy. The energy that you are magnifying is actually your astral energy. You have to practice controlling it in order to bring your astral body out. And when it begins to work, you'll feel sensations of electricity running through your body. It's really fun the first time. And actually, it never loses its fun if you think about it. It always becomes more interesting and more dynamic. So you're going to experience some strong vibrations sometimes, or you may hear some strange sounds. You could experience one or all of these things. These are signs that you're just about to become successful. So stay calm and relax. If your astral body is moving out of your physical body, it can be a little interesting at first, to say the least. And so just stay calm and you'll continue moving out of your body. Now, I want you to realize that you should observe without fear or concern until your astral body begins to emerge. So take on this idea of being an observer. You know, when you're an observer, you're just watching something, you're more analytical about it. You're just seeing what happens. If you take on this type of a concept, this type of a stance, this type of an attitude, it helps you a lot because it takes the emotion out of it. I want you to stay calm during this. The best way to do it is to take on that idea of being an observer. You are an active participant, yes, but if you take on the idea of being an observer, it'll make things a lot easier for you. One thing that can help is to imagine your astral body lifting. And when you finally get your astral body free, practice going anywhere you want to go. Maybe just around your bedroom at first. Then maybe you want to go out to the kitchen. Then maybe you want to go outside in your astral body. Now remember, you're not in your physical body. Your physical body is lying down comfortably in bed. You don't do this while you're driving or any other activity. You just do it preferably at nighttime when you're about to lie down to go to bed. You go ahead and lie down and then you work on this. That's the best time to do it. Over time, you'll be able to do this more and more easily. Through astral projection, I've been able to accomplish a lot, actually. It's been very interesting and fascinating. I've been able to experience many things and do many things. If you want to learn more about this, this program is not about astral projection entirely, the program that you're listening to right now. But if you want to focus on that, if you want to learn more just about astral projection, then I invite you to visit the website that I've designed for that specifically. It's called theartofastralprojection.com. And over at theartofastralprojection.com, you're going to find access to a lot more information about this. So if this part of this program is fascinating to you, I invite you to learn more over at that website. But the rest of this program is going to go into other fascinating topics. For example, in the next module, we're going to talk about hypnosis. Of course, I have been studying hypnosis for a long time. Around the time that I got interested in astral projection, I also got interested in hypnosis. Luckily, as a kid in high school, I got interested in it. So now, all these years later, I've built a career around that, around how I can help people with that. Then after our module on hypnosis, we're going to jump right back into metaphysical material, where I'm going to share with you how to open your third eye. So you're in for a treat in this program. You're going to get a lot of information, a lot of well-rounded information. But for now, I'd like you to put to practice what you have learned in this module. I'm a big believer in homework. So how about tonight, as you're drifting off to sleep, lying in your bed, how about working on astral projection? As I've discussed it, remember, you lie down and relax your entire body, focusing on one part at a time, breathe steadily, and imagine yourself completely relaxed. And you remember, what that does is it allows you to become relaxed. And you imagine your body glowing in different colors. The colors will come to you. As you tune into your body, I won't have to tell you which colors. You will intuitively feel that these are the colors of your energy. So focus on them and magnify them. And make them grow outside of your body as the energy can no longer be held by your body. And realize that the energy that you're magnifying is your astral body. And what I found when I first started studying astral projection back in the 1980s is that I could focus on getting an arm out or a leg out or lifting my head out of my physical body. Now, if you've never done this consciously, that may seem odd to you, that you would lift your head outside of your actual head, outside of your physical head, or your astral arm outside of your physical arm, but that's the way it works. And it's a fascinating experience. And once you get your entire body out, well, then you have total freedom to wander around and enjoy the astral realms. So I invite you to do that as homework. And then join me in the next module as we talk about hypnosis. I'm Dr. Steve G. Jones, hoping you have an outstanding day.